Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When I think of art, the first senses that come to mind are sight and sound, but there is so much more. That is the message behind a new art exhibit in downtown Sacramento. Come to Your Senses is an immersive exhibit running through February, so you got time, at the former Capitol Athletic Club at 8th and O Streets. The exhibit engages all five senses through tactile art, immersive light displays, and soundscape creation. The exhibit is courtesy of CADA, the Capitol Area Development Authority. Danielle Foster is their executive director, and she joins us along with Buddy Hale, founder of Music Landria, to explain what people will experience. Danielle and Buddy, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Hi, Vicky. Thanks for having us.
Okay, first of all, let's just start with CADA. For people who are unaware, what is the Capitol Area Development Authority?
Absolutely. So at CADA, we are passionate about cultivating community. And we do this in a myriad of ways. We build housing, mostly affordable housing. We work on small business. We do art exhibits. We do different events. And we just look for ways to make the community better, really focused in downtown Sacramento.
So how did this immersive art exhibit come about? Come to Your Senses.
So I'm one of those people that always wants to touch everything at a museum, and it says, don't touch anything. And I went to Japan this summer and saw a very cool art exhibition where it was very interactive, and came back and worked with my staff, Karen Ulip, and our local artists to really create something in this space that could engage the community and bring the community together at all ages and abilities and really invite you to interact with that art in a different way.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same, I guess, lane as you. You know, you want to touch it.
Exactly.
But you're not supposed to. You'll get in big, big trouble. But yes, you can do that at this art exhibit. So for people who are going to experience it, it runs through February. It launched last week, I believe. What's the 101 for people? Like, what can they do? What can they not do?
Great. So it does go through February 8th. It's opened Thursday to Sunday from 1 to 6 p.m. Come and enjoy it. We've got different rooms focused on different senses. We have a tactile room where you can touch things. You can add to our art. You can interact with the art. Buddy will talk more about our music room where you can really experience new instruments and create your own soundscapes. And there's an aromatic room. Come smell the senses. So it's just a great place to come and experience all the different areas of your senses.
And a big piece of this, of course, I mean, you traveled to Japan to get the inspiration, but it's the collaborations with local artists that make something like this so possible. And one of those is Buddy. You are the founder of Music Landria. I absolutely love that name. Tell us about your nonprofit.
All right. So yeah, Music Landria is all about providing access to musical instruments and resources and opportunities. We have three main programs. One is our free music instrument program, where people can get free access to music instruments. You keep it. So the way that it works is take what you need and leave what you can. And then we also have our musicians makerspace, which is what we're really leaning into as part of Come to Your Senses. It's like a gym for musicians where they can exercise their creativity. And what we're seeing happening at Come to Your Senses is people are creating their own unique sound experience. So that's absolutely different for every single person that comes in, which is really, really cool to see. And then our last program is our all-ages music venue. So we're creating space for young and middle-aged and people of all different personality types and ages and everything to come and have a safe space to make music and share it with others.
That is awesome because we're all touched by music. I think pretty much all of us listen to music. We're surrounded by it. But you hit on a really important point that it can be cost prohibitive if you want to actually learn how to play music. What were you seeing in the community that light bulb went off? Hey, I got to start a nonprofit to close this gap and make it more accessible to everyone.
I mean, how do you get started in music if you don't have access, right? That really is where it starts for, I think, every potential musician. And I think, again, having access to all these different types of instruments with zero barriers can really even help someone that has access to maybe a flute. But what if that's not their heart instrument? What if it's not their spirit instrument? I think the free instrument program is great for that because they can try a flute and realize, hey, this isn't for me, and then try something else with zero barriers. And that's exactly what's happening at Come to Your Senses as well. People are coming in and being like, whoa, I get to try this extremely hard to access synthesizer or this crazy Koto or this amazing thing that everyone's always telling me don't touch it because I'm too young. Total opposite here, right? Like, try it, figure out what like really resonates with your heart.
That must be such a special sight to take in because, you know, playing music isn't so much about being good at it or necessarily having a career. I mean, it's great to be creative, and we also can lose that as we get older with responsibilities and just, you know, life gets in the way. You only have 24 hours. So it must be such a nice sight for you to see people just experimenting and having fun with it.
Totally heartwarming. Yeah, it's been so cool.
And you're right. It's a place for people to experience themselves, get to know themselves deeper and process things and enjoy creativity.
So, Danielle, tell us about the other artists that are making this possible.
Absolutely. Yes, we have several artists that are exhibited in the space. Micah Kearns created a breathing light, and it's a light that actually helps slow your breath. So if you're in a high if you're in a high stress situation, if you're in a fight or flight mode, or even just normal day-to-day stress, it helps you relax.
Can I take that home with me? Yeah,
he's actually working on home versions, so yes, that will be coming soon. We have a whole light area, liquid light is what it's called, and we have a screen you can touch, and it flexes, and that's through George Holden's Live Cinema and Liquid Light Show. We have We Are Sacramento helped us with the aromatic space with the different essential oils you can smell. And then Kia Kodama helped us with a tactile playroom in addition to the wall space that Karen and actually I even got involved a little bit there, too. And then Gabe Lopez, another local artist who helped us with a bunch of the spaces.
So I would imagine this is all ages, right? This art exhibit?
Yes.
And
yes.
Is there a cost to it?
So there are costs involved with it, although right now we are doing a donation drive in lieu of costs. So if you want to avoid paying cash directly, it would be a donation of food or toys or instruments. And all of that's outlined on our website at senses916.com. But there are costs normally. It's $8 for kids and $10 for adults. But all of the proceeds are going to the Capital YMCA. And they're in the space right there next door in the main gym space.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, buddy, I saw you nodding along. If people want to donate musical instruments, you know, I would think that your section of the art exhibit is, of course, special to you. But when you're taking in the other senses, what do you enjoy?
All of it. Yeah, the tactile room, you have to come and check this out, everyone. It's really fun. The scent room, I love it. It smells really cool in there. Every room is just super unique and a very different experience. So it's cool to have all the different senses. Yeah.
And something really cool in the tactile room, in addition to be able to add to the wall, we also have a wishing wall. So everybody in Sacramento can make their wish for the community, for themselves, for the world. And it goes on a wall in there, too.
Hey, that good juju matters. Mm-hmm. You know, it can reverberate across the community. I also love that you're using a vacant space, the Capital Athletic Club, which was a fixture in downtown Sacramento for a very long time. It was big news when they were closing its doors. I like that. I think there's like art within that, you know, not just letting it stand there vacant, but actually having it evolve into something that still benefits the community and is still healthy.
Absolutely. Part of our goals at CADA is to keep using the spaces for the good of the community. And so while the YMCA has occupied most of the space, we wanted to program the space that both supports our local artists, our local community and culture, while also bringing in the community to enjoy it.
You're only about maybe a few days or a week into this art exhibit opening to the public, but what has the reception been like so far?
It's been fabulous. We're seeing a range of ages. We're seeing people with different abilities coming in and just really connecting with the space. We're also getting group reservations already. We've got holiday parties that are coming and different age groups and schools and things that are already interested in using the space. So we're already seeing the value and the community's really receptive.
I feel like you chose a really good time of year to have this art exhibit because you have children who are on break, you have holiday parties, and a lot of people just want to get together this time of year.
Yes. And there's rain, right? So we have an indoor space where people can go play even when it's raining.
Awesome. Well, buddy, I'll leave it the last word with you. If people want to get connected with Music Landria, your nonprofit, and help, how can they do so?
MusicLandria.com is a great place to start, or our Instagram page.
Awesome. And if someone actually is listening to this and is like, hey, I'd like to actually pick up an instrument and give this a go, how does that work?
Just come in, find what you want, and bam, it's yours. Yeah. So come say what's up.
It's that simple.
Yep.
Well, buddy and Danielle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Danielle Foster is the executive director of CADA, the Capital Area Development Authority. Buddy Hale is the founder of Music Landria, discussing a new art exhibit in downtown Sacramento called Come to Your Senses, which runs through February at the former Capital Athletic Club at 8th and O Streets. The exhibit engages all five senses through tactile art, immersive light displays, and soundscape creation. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday. We'll